Today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Aleph Omud Beis. We begin at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph with Simen Chav Gimel. Dinei Tzitzis Beveis HaKvaros, the wearing of tzitzis in a cemetery. The Mechaber writes, Mutu Likones Beveis HaKvaros for who loves tzitzis. There's no problem with a person walking into a cemetery while he's wearing tzitzis. We'll see in a moment what would be the Havamina. However, Vehu Shelo Yei Nigror Al HaKvaros, but one has to be careful that the strands, the fringes, the tzitzios themselves aren't dragging on the ground of the Kvaros. However, Avolem Hu Nigror Al HaKvaros, but if the strands of the tzitzis are in fact touching on the cemetery, on the floor, on the graves, osur, that's not allowed, mishum loig l'rosh, because you're making fun, so to say, you're scoffing at these people who nebuch are dead, who can't perform the mitzvahs. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nalev says, shenira kimacharif, it looks like you're making fun of them, she'enom yecholum l'kayim es ha-mitzvahs, that they're incapable of doing mitzvahs, ha-meis chavshim in ha-mitzvahs, and we're saying, ha-ha, so to say, we can do the mitzvah, you can't. It is actually much more complex than that. There's a lot of different discussions as to what the reason really is over here of Loig L'Rosh, but we don't have the time or the opportunity to go into this right now, so we'll suffice with our more superficial understanding. The Mechaber continues and says, under what circumstances, Mamed Dvar Mamurim, when is this true? B'yemeyim, in those days, Shoyu Matilin Tzitzis B'malbushim Shalovshim L'Tzorach Hatzmam, they would wear often four-cornered garments, and then they needed to have tzitzis on them, that they're not talking here about a talis Godol or a talis cotton. However, Aval Anu, us, Shein Mechavdim Behem Elishe Mitzvah, we really have four-cornered garments today that we happen to have that we put tzitzis on. But our four-cornered garments are specifically Shein Mitzvah's tzitzis, either a talis Godol or a talis cotton. So he says, such a garment, not only is it a problem if they would drag on the ground, Asrafilu Einam Nigram, even to have them visible outside, that would be a concern of Loig L'Rosh. And therefore, we tuck them in. Vahani Mili Kishat Tzitzios Megulim, this is only a problem if they're revealed, if they're open and seen on the outside. Avolim Hei Mechusim, if the tzitzis themselves are covered up, if the fringes are tucked into the clothing underneath the garment, then Hei Mechusim Mutter, if they're in this situation covered up, it's not a problem of Loig L'Rosh. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that they used to wear Haya Oz Min Hag Habgideim Asuim B'nei Arba Kamfos. There was much more customary to have four-cornered garments that weren't tzitzis, that weren't a talis. They just happened to have four-cornered garments. We don't have that today most of the time. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kigon Shemachbi Es HaTzitzis Shal HaTalis Gadol Tachas Kanfei Chesuso. How do you tuck them in? You tuck them in. You put them inside your pants. You put them inside your garments so they're not visible from the outside. Even the talis cotton that you're wearing underneath your clothing, if it's not visible, the tzitzis aren't seen, so then it's not a problem of loig l'rosh, because it's covered up. However, if it's something that you're wearing either on top of your shirt, like the chassidim do, or if it's underneath your shirt, but you're not wearing a shirt, so then it would be a problem of loig l'rosh. Gam bohem, also actually is chaveim b'hakanfos. You should tuck them in somehow into the corners of the tzitzis, into a pouch there, or into your pants, or something like that. And one shouldn't wear a talis gadol even if it's totally covered up. It's a special garment that we only wear for davening. Albeit the Beis Yosef didn't bring this down, the Gambader Chachayim saw some because of the Mechusa Mutter. These poskim would say you could wear the talis gadol, but our minhag is that we usually don't wear a talis gadol even if it's totally covered up. The Mechaber in Siv Beis writes, Yesh Noagim Likshor Shnei Tzitzios Shebishnei Chanofayim Zeh Emzeh Kishnichnas L'Veis HaKvaros. Some would have the custom, they would tie the two front tzitzis together, your left and your right and your front, they would tie them together. In the thought that that would somehow make it that they weren't being able to be Yotze with those mitzvos and they wouldn't be over Loig L'Rosh. However, the Mechaber says, Lo Huilu Klum B'Sakonosan. By doing this, they've accomplished nothing. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, what does it mean that they didn't accomplish anything? Even though you've tied the front, the left, and the right together, that doesn't undo the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not a permanent knot. Because obviously, you still want that pair of talis cotton to be a kosher talis cotton. You're going to untie it as soon as you get out, and in such a situation, that doesn't possible the tzitzis. Furthermore, if he died them, she's sovereign, she's battle what tzitzis, because she was. And even if you were to say that you were to Mavatul the tzitzis somehow by tying the left and the front right together. Im kain lov shin beged bli tzitzis. Then you're wearing a four-quartered garment that doesn't have tzitzis. That certainly wouldn't be good. The Berhetiv adds over here. Im kain kishichrozun umatirim no son havale tasev lo ben osri. He says another problem would be that now if you were mavatul the tzitzis, so all the knots that you made are no good. So then when you do untie them, you have tasev lo ben osri, which is a problem in and of itself. Therefore, you have to cover up the tzitzis and not tie them together. That doesn't accomplish anything. Siv Gimel, Hanichnas, Toch Arba Amos Shel Meis, O Shel Kev, if you walk within four Amos of either a dead body or of a grave. Dino Kinichnas Lebeis HaKvaros, this has the same halachos as entering into a cemetery. The Brewer in Siv Katan Vav says, we'll learn the differences. There are some between a cemetery and graves, and we'll learn this in Siman Menheb, so we'll leave it till then. Bottom line for now, you shouldn't have your tzitzis visible on the outside in any of these scenarios. Then the Mechaber continues, Mwakum Shinoagim Lohasir Tzitzis Mitalas Ameis Babayis. In places where the custom was when they're beginning to bring the person to the grave, to the cemetery, and they already take off the tzitzis from the person, Mechaber writes, Imakatofim Lovshim Tzitzis Ikla Mechash Behu Mishum Loeg Larosh. That the people are carrying the body, the Oren, to the cemetery, so then they also should have their tzitzis tucked in, otherwise it would be a problem of Loeg Larosh in that situation as well. In Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Va'achronim, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, Hiskimu Dafilu B'makom, She'eino Agim Lohasi, even if the custom is not to take off the tzitzis from the dead person in the house. Gam Kein Iko Mishum Loig L'Rosh, the pallbearers, they shouldn't be wearing tzitzis outside. Ho Shamesim Petur Min HaMitzos, as we've mentioned, it is a Loig L'Rosh concern. This is restated in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches. In Siv Katan Hey, which we skipped till now, but now we'll get to, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two very important ideas. Number one, he says, this isn't only the grave that you have to be concerned about, Loi Gerush, if it's an adult male. Afilu Bekevish Al Katan, even if it's an underage bar mitzvah, Rachmana Litzlan, if you have a grave of a child under the age of bar mitzvah, Yesh Lahachmin Mishum Loi Gerush, you also have a concern over here of Loi Gerush. Even though this child never wore tzitzis in his life as a bar chiyuva, he never wore a talis in his life, nevertheless, it's still a concern of Loi Gerush in this situation. And he brings down Deshema Nishmas Odom Godol, because somehow this may be a Gilgul, this is maybe a Neshama from an Odom Godol who was a Bar Chiyuva. However, Avo Bekever Isha de Bechayel, however, a woman who in her lifetime, Gan Kimpetura, a woman is always Potter, and we don't have Gilgul from men to women, usually it's women to women or men to men, therefore, Leko Mishum Loig L'Rosh, therefore there is no concern, the woman was Potter from this mitzvah during her lifetime, she was Petura, so therefore there is no concern of Loig L'Rosh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In Dirshu No. 3 and the Halacha Berurah, they go into great detail as to the source of this. It's a Prima Gadim based upon an El Yerabah that's based upon the Maharitz alone. But there's great controversy as to what the Maharitz alone said, and some suggest that the Prima Gadim was only based upon the El Yerabah quoting the Maharitz alone, but there's an inaccuracy in that quotation, and therefore the suggestion is that the Maharitz alone actually also was Machmer even for the Kever of a woman. Based upon the idea that any mitzvah shouldn't be performed in front of the mace, kivin shemes any yachol lekayim mitzvos in general. Based upon these differing opinions of the Maharitz alone, there are chashulkin paskins over here that this is tzarech iyun, requires further investigation for the psak halacha. The best idea, of course, in the cemetery or the graveside is not to keep your tzitzis out, tuck them in, and then you yotze all adeos. The issue footnote 2 brings down other concerns that result from this Loig L'Rosh concept. You shouldn't say Kaddish or Shad Tvorim B'Kedusha B'Toch Arba Amos Shel Meis. Don't say any other prayers or anything in the general vicinity of the mace. However, if it's L'Tzorech HaMeis, the Gesher HaChaim brings down, if you're doing it for the Tzorech or the Kovet of the mace, then there's no problem of Loig L'Rosh, and this is the common reason why we do say Tehillim or we do say a Kaddish in the presence of the mace, because it's for the Tzorech of the mace. Likewise, there's room to be mako by Kivrei Tzadikim. The Ramah says this later on. One would be permitted to daven there, although some were very careful not to daven even by Kivrei Tzadikim. And the Gesher Chaim brings down Shur Shmuel Salant in Eretz Yisrael when he would be mispalo by Kever Rochel would only daven in the prosdor that was outside the actual Kever Rochel area, although others did not object to davening closer to the grave. Likewise, if the kever isn't really where the grave is, it's a ma'ara or something like that, it's a cave, then there's also no problem of Loi L'Rosh if you're davening in what we call the kever, but it's not really the kever. There's much more to say about this subject, but we'll have to stop now because we have to go to Simen Chav Dalet. And this is Hanhagas Levishas HaTzitzis Uschor V'Onsho, the importance of wearing tzitzis and the reward and the punishment, Rachman Olsan, if you don't. Im ein odem lovesh talis bas arba kanvos enu chai betzitzis. The Mechaber starts off and tells us a din we've discussed many times already, that you're really only required to wear tzitzis if you have a four-cornered garment. But technically, you don't have to purchase a four-cornered garment if you don't have one that you're wearing.
The Tov and Nochan, however, Leos Kol Adam Zora Lubosh Talis Kotun Kolayom. However, the Mechaber writes, based upon the Nemuke Yosef in the name of the Ritva, that one should go and be Zora, try to wear a Talis Kotun all day long. Why? To remind oneself that you're fulfilling this mitzvah all day long, this tremendously important mitzvah of tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah brings down a beautiful example. He says, "Dugma l'davar ka'adam amazil chaveru al inyan echad." If you want to remind somebody to do something, kosher kesher be'ezoro kadesh yiskerenu. You tie some sort of a band around it, a special belt or something, to remember it based upon the Torah. The idea of you put a rubber band around your hand, you wear your watch on the wrong arm in order to remind yourself to do something. So the tzitzis are a reminder over here of the importance of this great mitzvah, which is supposed to remind us of all the other mitzvahs. Urisimo so is chatim is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Therefore, the Mechaber continues, Arkein yesh bo chamisha ksharim. That's why the tzitzis each have five knots on each of the corners. Kenevi chamisha chum shetorah, to remind ourselves of all the chamisha chum shetorah. The arba kenofayim on the four corners. So whichever way you turn, shebuchod tzad sheyifni yisko, whichever way you're going and looking, you'll be reminded. And this is a discussion we had previously. The Mishnah Berurah even brings this down. This was discussed in Siman Ches, Sif Yud Aleph, whether you wear the tzitzis above your garments, below your garments. The Chaver Paskin says is the opinion that he brought down previously that you should wear it above the garments. At a minimum, he says, Lepachos Yizar Shia Lovers Tzitzis B'Shasa Tefillah. At a minimum amount, the person should at least be wearing tzitzis while he's davening. Tefillah usually means Shmon Esrei, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel adds in as well for Kriyat Shema. V'isa b'zohar parsha shlach lecha, in Zohar in parsha shlach lecha, da'akori kriya shema b'li tzitzis, it says there if somebody reads kriya shema without wearing tzitzis, as if you're testifying falsely about yourself. Kori parsha tzitzis, here you are reading the parsha of tzitzis, saying the importance of wearing tzitzis, enu makayim akra, but you're not fulfilling this mitzvah yourself. Kosev ha'yodim, he writes, lo tov osin hamona om, it's not good what people do. Shemispalim baderech below talis gadol, people that are traveling on the road and they're not wearing the talis gadol. V'alpi rov atalis katan ein losu kedin, and the majority of the talisim ketanim are also not kosher, they're not done. B'chol pratov, they're not careful with them. Shia roi levarech alav, that you're making a bracha on it. V'gamu yashin babalayla, and even sleeping it at nighttime, and therefore he says this isn't the way to daven, one should daven wearing a talis gadol. Very commonly well-known custom the Mechaber brings down here is that you hold on to the tzitzis. We'll see in a moment whether it means the two front ones or it means all the four tzitzis. This is a big machlokus amongst the poskim. You hold the tzitzis in your left hand, keneged libo, which is near your heart, when you're saying kriyashma. And he says, remez ladover, way to remind yourself of this, vayu hadrima eile al livavecha. This word should be near your heart. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dala brings down the famous words from the Arizal, Sheyochazein ben Kmitza Lazeres. The proper way to hold the tzitzis in your left hand is in between your ring finger, which is called the Kmitza, and the Zeres, which is the pinky. You wrap them around in that direction. Ukishagila parsha tzitzis. And when you reach the third paragraph of Shema, you also take your right hand and you hold the rest of the tzitzis. Yikochin gam biyad yomin, the yabit bem, and look at them. V'yu biyado achimagia, l'nemonim v'nechmodim lo'ad. And you keep on holding them until you get to the middle of Yatziv and Ochon, until you get Le'ne'monim v'nechmodim la'ad, v'oz yinashek atzitzis, you kiss them at that point to show and demonstrate your chiba, your love for the mitzvah, v'yisari miyodim, and then you put it down from your hand. Issue footnote 4 brings down the machlokas I alluded to previously. He suggests that the Shulchan Aruch says you only hold the two front tzitzios in your hand, the chay mashmi devar lekaman. He says you see this later on as well, and this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Ma'aser Rav, who you hold just the two front tzitzis. Many suggest this is because you have to be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis, having the tzitzis all around you. If you bring the back ones to the front, then the tzitzis aren't around you. However, the Radvaz brings down that you hold all four of the tzitzis, and this is the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim as well. Putting the Arizal, Shiesh Lechos is called Arba Tzitzios, you should hold all four of the tzitzis. So whether you hold the two front ones or all four of them, you have great tzaddikim who you can rely upon. Imam Mechaber writes, Tov listako bat tzitzios b'shas atifas kishimavarech. When you're putting your talis on, you should look at the tzitzis before you make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, Shenema Risim Oso Zchartem, Riyah Mevi'a L'day Zechira. Looking at it will bring you to reminding yourself of all the mitzvahs, Uzechira Mevi'a L'day Maisen. That will lead you to action, to doing the mitzvahs. Yishu note 6 points out that the Smak and the Charedim say this is actually a mitzvah saseim in a Torah. Uri'isim Oso Uzchartem. And this is brought down in the Siddur of the Gra as well, by Rashi and Rav Chaim Vital. In And the Igrus Moshe of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes, Shekein Mashem L'Ramah, Shekosav Shakotan Hayodeh Elis Atif, when a child is old enough to know how to put the talus on. What does that mean? Muchach Shehistaklus Hi Chelek Mimitzah. It means that he knows to look at the tzitzis, Shem Lo Kein Lo Hayu Misharimba. Then it wouldn't be called Itov. That wouldn't be the way that we determine if he's old enough to do the mitzvah. And in Dirshu note 7, he brings down from the Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLoshon, Sheyesh Biriyas HaTzitzis, looking at the Tzitzis, To'eles, a great purpose, Lizdareis B'mitzos, to make one more zealous in the performance of mitzos, V'lo Losrach HaRiyas Einayim, not to look after your eyes and go astray. V'imkein, Manochonu Liros HaTzitzis, Kam upon my young. One should look at the Tzitzis regularly during the daytime. Ubifratin, especially Kishola Eza Machshava, when you have a bad thought in your mind, Shaino Tahora Alalev, O Ezu Shokas, or if you're angry, when you have a bad thought, Shaoz Tov Ma'od Listako Betzitzis Kadeshi Poka Hayetzer. This is a great formula to try to get rid of these bad thoughts and to improve oneself. Vdalid, Yesh Noagin Listako Betzitzis Kishamagim Lurisim Oso. Many have the custom when they reach the part of the Shema that says Lurisim Oso that you look at the Tzitzis. Velitin Osam Alwainayim. Some even put the Tzitzis around their eyes or over their eyes. And this is a beautiful custom, and it shows love for the mitzvah. The Ramah adds, "Gam noagim kitzas l'nashek atzitzis b'shoshir obam." Many have the custom to also kitz the tzitzis when you see them. V'akolu chibu mitzvah. The whole point, bringing down the name of Dagul Merivava, is to show your love and desire for the mitzvah. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nimso b'shem ha-kadmon, it's brought down the name of the earlier Gedolim, Shekol ha-mabri tzitzis al-einov, kishakori parashat tzitzis, if you put the tzitzis over your eyes when you're reading the parashat of the tzitzis, yimuvtoch shelo yovol idei simui einayim, this is a schooler to prevent blindness. What should a blind person do? Hasuma yeshlo lechos at tzitzis biyodo b'shas kriya shema. He should just hold the tzitzis during kriya shema. Afal pi shenem arisimo. So even though the pasuk says you shall see them and he can't, that's not a problem. Avol haver at tzitzis alein of lo, but he shouldn't put them near the eyes because that looks silly. The Halacha Brura does bring down opinions that say a blind person should do this as well. The Halacha Brura adds, as well as Dirshu notes 5, they bring down many other customs in terms of kissing the tzitzis to show your love for this mitzvah. Some were against kissing the tzitzis because it's a hefsik of some sort, and included amongst these posim are the Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe Feinstein would only kiss it at the conclusion of the Shema when he said, Emes. However, many do kiss the tzitzis at various points in time. Some kiss them in Baruch Sha'amar at the end. Some kiss them at every mention of the word tzitzis in the Parsha, and at various places in V'yatzeh V'nachon. The bottom line is, everyone should do what their custom is, because they're great gedolim to rely upon, and the idea is chibuv ha-mitzvah, whichever way you can do it best, that's the best thing. That concludes today's shiur.